What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Number three. And the focus, of course, is on the U.S. plans to go in and start to drop these so-called 30,000-pound bombs on Iran, on their nuclear power station, on their fuel processing plants, on various other, and of course their military infrastructure, because the United States is not going to go in, and Israel's not going to go in and blow up the power station without blowing up or trying to blow up Iran's ability to retaliate in the same process. They're going to have to smash the whole country. Now, I am still of the opinion that this so-called 30,000-pound bomb, the bunker buster, the super bomb, the MOAB, whatever they're calling it this week, is a hoax and a fraud. Because when you're talking about conventional bombs, when you say it's a 30,000-pound bomb, that is what it actually weighs. Because that's the weight of the explosive filler inside, usually octal. Plus the weight of the casing, the fins, navigation, guidance, the rest of that stuff. When you talk about nuclear weapons, you're talking about its equivalent yield. So when you talk about a 30-kiloton nuclear warhead, it doesn't actually weigh that much physically. They're very, very small. And so what I think is going to go on is the United States of America, which ended World War II by dropping nuclear weapons onto the civilians of Japan, and by the way, Monday is the anniversary of the Hiroshima bomb, I think the U.S. intends to go fully nuclear on Iran, and say, oh no, we were just dropping these big, huge bombs we built before, and any radiation, that just proves that Iran was doing something nuclear on the target that they didn't want us to know about. I think that's what they're planning on doing. But it doesn't really matter, because it will signal the beginning of big mistake number three. And all of these governments that got their nations into a horrible mess by selling out to the private central bankers are going to have an excuse why things are so bad. You didn't lose your homes to the mortgage-backed security fraud. You didn't lose your jobs to runaway inflation and the Federal Reserve. There's a war on. That's why you're suffering. Go hate the enemy. Kill the enemy. Throw your children onto the bayonets of the enemy and leave the government alone, because the government loves you and the government would never do anything to hurt you. By the way, speaking of lies and other deceptions like that, the other day, the Jerusalem Post was waxing eloquent that Ahmadinejad had called on the rest of the world to annihilate Israel. And I said, we need to be careful about this, especially given the previous instance of a mistranslation where Ahmadinejad was claimed to say that he wanted to wipe Israel off the map, and it turned out he didn't say that at all. Well, now we have what Ahmadinejad actually did say. And what he said was, nations must unite against the world's hegemonic Zionism. Now, that's a different thing from saying we're going to annihilate Israel. What he's saying is, Israel's trying to take over the Middle East. We have a reasonable need to unite in the face of that threat. And once again, Israel deliberately mistranslates it, puts it out there, and the prostitutes in the American corporate media, the finest media that might...
These are some serious times that we live in, G. And our new world order is about to begin. You know what I'm saying? Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hello, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Indeed, indeed, the real reason we are here is to offer our brothers and sisters peace of mind that they can have an abundant future, free from fear, in a society which has engineered scarcity, and essentially we have been put in a state of lack, and it is unnecessary. The abundance of the world is all around us. We are broadcasting from the same location as yesterday. We're doing a live remote broadcast. We're by the city market, and we are hoping that you will stop by. We're giving away free CDs, free DVDs. Some of them are musical CDs, but we also have the third of our fourth edition of the Mountain Hours series. And that's just a series of CDs and DVDs which describe this Mountain Hours evolution system. This is going to be a franchisable system, a replicatable system, that because it will provide abundance for the people, they will want to model this across the country. Who doesn't want a 10-year mortgage instead of a 30 for the same payment? Who would want to pay 30 years when they could pay 10. That's 20 years of your life back. And what do you got to do that? well, we have to grow this local currency. We have to embrace it in the same way that we embrace Federal Reserve notes. We have to grow and gain confidence in it. We have to tell our friends and neighbors. The only reason the Greenpeace's paper in your wallet, the private international Federal Reserve notes have money, is because of your commercial energy. That's the only reason they have value. All we're suggesting that people do is right now, those Federal Reserve notes are scarce. Once again, those Federal Reserve notes are scarce. That's the reason why when you look in your bank account, for most people, there's not very much money there. When we look in our wallet, there's not very much money there. However, at the top of the pyramid, there's lots and lots of money there for the things that the people at the top, the people that are friends with the Federal Reserve private money system. Why would we pay a private company a fee when we can do this for free? We have already achieved this. Mountain Hours now has $17,000 in circulation, and there's been no debt. There's no exponentially compounding debt for the private company. It's that simple. We've already demonstrated the viability of the system. All we need is more people. We need particularly, we need some landlords. We need a convenience store. So if you're out and about and you know of individuals in these industries, you know, obviously we want every sort of business. We've got lots of them. We signed up 3 businesses yesterday, and that is the whole way that we move things forward. We have to change our social DNA. Our social DNA is actually what that's how we interact with each other. Our social DNA is our money. And if our social DNA is created by a private bank with interest, as a debt with interest, our social DNA is going to be corrupted. It's going to be malevolent. That we have an interaction which is unnecessarily aggressive to one another. We can have a system that provides abundance. And look around, you know, it's an absolutely beautiful day. I went for a run earlier up off our Switchback Trail in the Colorado Trail just outside of Breckenridge. And feeling good. I made the whole run without stopping. And I do that for inspiration before the show, because it opens up my mind to new ways to communicate particular ideas. And one of the big ones that I was posting yesterday, and you're not going to hear this anywhere else. I don't think there's one place that you could go and hear what I'm about to say. And this is abundantly important. I mean, I can't express how important this is. Because, number one, the entire basis for Mountain Hours is based upon this idea, is that, you know, if you watch TV or listen to the radio or Patriot Media, et cetera, they are constantly telling about all of this inflation that we have. It's inflation. We are suffering from inflation. Well, I wish to present evidence that that is a incorrect concept. And just making sure I got enough time here that I'll have to be able to
What have you done?
Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. 1,000,000 years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Sorry for that. I pushed the wrong button once again. I did that yesterday, and we lost our connection. So the point is that we, rather than suffering from inflation, we are suffering from deflation. And a evidence for that, inflation, the symptoms of inflation are that inflation is when we have full pockets, because inflation means there's lots and lots of Federal Reserve notes. Our pockets are full of Federal Reserve notes. Our bank accounts are full of Federal Reserve notes. And our debts are very easy to pay because we have lots and lots of Federal Reserve notes. And the shelves, when we go to the shelves are empty because during a period of inflation, because the currency is being debased so quickly that people would rather get rid of their paper and trade it in for products. So that means the shelves are empty. I would say that is not what we're suffering from now. Most people do not have currency in their wallets or their bank accounts. These shelves are full, and our debts are very difficult to pay. Okay. So what we are facing alternatively is deflation. Deflation, the symptoms are when there is very little money in your bank account or your wallet, our debts are difficult to pay, and the shelves are full because we have no money to pay for their stuff. That is more what the paradigm looks like. If you go to your grocery store, the shelves are full. If you go to a convenience store, the shelves are full. If you go to Walmart, the shelves are full. There is an abundance of products. The problem is that people can't afford them. The people aren't shopping because they are basically barely able to pay their debts. Why would the parasitic user inflate their currency and make it easy for us to pay their debt? They've worked very hard to get us in perpetual debt. So this is a very unique explanation to the existing monetary system, and literally we are not drowning with too much money. We are suffocating for lack of money because our debts exceed our Federal Reserve notes. So, solution, our local currency, by introducing more money into currency in the exact same way that people right now are bartering their goods and services, they are able to acquire what they need without scarce Federal Reserve notes or dollars or money, what you commonly perceive as money. That's created by a private company called the Federal Reserve. Well, that company is in business to make sure that they got money, not to make sure that you got money, just like any corporation. The executives of any corporation, their fiduciary responsibility is to raise as much income as possible for their corporation. That is their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. It's not to make sure that you have natural rights. It's not to make sure that you have lots of money. Walmart's not to make sure that you have plenty of stuff. Their fiduciary responsibility is to make sure that they raise as much capital for their shareholders. So it's essential to understand this. When you have a private corporation called the Federal Reserve, their business model, as every business model, is to make sure that they got money. So alternatively, why would we pay a private company a fee when we could create the currency for free? And that's all this is about, is usury. We can eliminate the fee. Our currency is created as a credit, without debt, without interest. We now have 64 businesses in Mountain Hours local currency in Summit County. Those businesses accept the currency at a rate of $200 every 3 months. We do a free marketing video for them because literally there is not enough currency flowing in our local economic circuit. That is the reason why people are bartering right now, is because they don't have enough money. They don't have enough currency. So when there's no currency, people either go out of business, and that's what's happening, and they are unable to pay their debts. And then they default, they lose their houses, they lose their businesses, and guess who collects all of those assets? This is how the sheep are sheared, and it happens over and over and over and over again. because the liars on your TV and in the majority of the Patriot media are telling you that we're suffering from inflation instead of the truth, which is deflation. So, because we are suffocating from lack of money, we are introducing currency in the same way. We've got a break, and we will be right back in 3 minutes.
If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love comes...
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that the private-for-profit Federal Reserve is the true sovereign. As he stated, there is no agency of government which has oversight over the Federal Reserve. They are the sovereign. And until we change that paradigm, we are going to be in continual lack, continual scarcity. And not just of money. It's not just money. It's lack of nutritious food. You know, I'm not saying that there's not nutritious food out there. And it's just that... because we're in the rat race, we don't have time to eat it. We are perpetually on the hamster wheel trying to survive, so we're having a difficult time keeping up. It's difficult to keep up with this system, which keeps us perpetually in debt. the majority of people are unable to pay their debt. Whenever I, if I'm standing in front of, say, 10 or 20 people talking about these issues, and I ask them, you know, how many of you can pay your debts right now, or that you have more money than you have debt? And it's, you know, maybe 2 out of 20. You know, in Summit County, there's many people who can't even afford to live in this county here because the prices, they can't, with the money available for their jobs, they're unable to afford to pay their debt. So they become defaulted upon. And so what I'm trying to articulate is that I'm not saying that prices aren't high. I agree that prices are high, but I'm not saying it's because of overproduction of Federal Reserve money. Just because gold and silver go up, that doesn't mean that it's as a result of there being too many Federal Reserve notes. It's possible that one could reduce the amount of Federal Reserve notes and simultaneously raise the price of gold and silver or oil or any commodity. As we, you know, generally know that people, that the De Beers cartel over diamonds has a, monopoly on that semi-precious stone. Diamonds are not rare. They're actually semi-precious. But via engineered scarcity, they are able to maintain and sustain the price of diamonds and keep those prices high. They're able to keep the value high by engineering scarcity. Right? And think of, you know, all sorts of things. There is plenty of, nutritious food if you can afford it. So just by engineering scarcity of extra regulations, it's more difficult. You know, it's just, generally, it's just more time-consuming and resource-intensive in order to create a food which is nutritious. It takes more time to grow it and create it. It's not on a assembly line sort of a farm. So therefore, those things are more expensive. Simultaneously, we're stuck in a place where we have less money and our debts are higher. So the prices are going up on the one hand, and then in the meantime, we have less Federal Reserve notes in order to pay our debts and to maintain our quality of living. So then we continually diminish our quality of living. We continue to being forced to shop at, globalist Walmart or the globalist big box kind of stores. But generally speaking, when you ask most people, they prefer to shop at a local organic business. It's that they just can't afford to do it. So that's where Mountain Hour steps in. By introducing more money into the society, it's a means by which that we have more currency. More currency is necessary, more circulation. Maybe they've got $10 trillion sitting offshore that they're going to inundate us with at some point. It's like when there's a drought and you can turn the water on yourself, but you're just like, well, it might hurricane tomorrow. Well, maybe, but we've got a hose right here. And that hose is us starting our own local currency and then letting that currency circulate with our own local economic circuit. And that's why it's so necessary for us to bring the currency in. Currency has to flow. It can't be parked, and that's what happens when everybody's in fear. When everybody's afraid, they park their money, they hoard it, and no longer is that money circulating. And when it's not circulating, it's no longer functioning. And then others get more fearful because they can't recover. I think we are going into break. We'll be right back. To unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle ever ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be right. In the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did. And the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those the devil's fronting Wall Street bankers.
Indeed, indeed, it is the Wall Street bankers, the 1%. Which it's far less than 1%, but you know, let's just go with that number. It's easy. You know, often it'll be an idea that, you know, Wall Street and all that. That is, well, globalism is basically a colonization system, just like the East India Company that was used to settle the New World. It was a company. It was a means by which to establish a beachhead, look for resources, and then extract it and bring it back to the old world. Well, they realized that they, by innovating the money system, that it was possible to take those corporations and literally, you know, just think about it, a central banker can invent enough money to buy the biggest company on Wall Street. So all of that production, you've got, you know, they actually have to produce a product, meaning the oil company does. They actually have to produce something that is necessary to sustain life. The currency is something that we could spread around ourselves, and we can create this web out of fee, and because we don't need them. That's the whole point, is we can do this ourselves. We can create abundance ourselves. And it's just a audacious idea, is for people to finally recognize that they're the money. They don't have to borrow it with interest. They can loan it to themselves without interest and create a mortgage that's 10 years instead of 30, right? How quickly can that create abundance and prosperity? That all by itself. How much would that, as a pool contract, I know that would do for what that would do for my business. So just think of what is possible. It's a matter of getting out there and just putting this into effect. And it was cool. Yesterday, we signed up 3 businesses, and I actually don't have the list in front of me, unfortunately. But one was a septic tank a pumping company. One was a physical therapist, and one was a property management company. And so, you know, little by little, we gain a couple more. Little by little, we just keep moving forward. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. And we are on, I don't know, maybe step 3, 4, 5 or something. So we have been at this now. After a period of 3 months, that's the number? Maybe 4 months. I forget when we had our first transaction. It's been such a whirlwind leading up to the national event that we had here in Summit. This is a laboratory for abundance. We wish to innovate the technology whereby money is created and circulated among the people. We just want to innovate that system so that it serves the people. It creates abundance for the people at the bottom instead of abundance at the people or the people at the top. It's that simple. And what we want to do is, you know, share with our audience, you know, to call in. It's 877-488-5350, 877-488-5350. We have been focusing on developing a, you know, kind of a national audience, but that's not really so that people can, you know, use this and learn about the system so that they'll do it where they live. But it's essential that we edify our local businesses, such as the Dredge, Pool River Coffee, and, you know, it's basically a bakery as well. They are right next to each other. The Crown Tavern is right there on Main Street. Check these places out. Check out the Ready Paint Fire. It's a art, it's like a party slash art shop where you go in and you can go with your friends, and it's fun to be creative with your friends. You know, we so often we sit and watch TV and our mind is receiving information. It's at the, and it as over time, as we continue to do that, we don't flex our brain muscles, so to speak. And by creating things together, it expands our mind. We flex that creative muscle, and it allows us to evolve. And that's what Mountain Hours Evolution Radio is all about, is evolving. And that's what we want to evolve, because once the people are predominantly out of debt, they will be able to focus on their own human artistry. They'll be able to focus on their unique ability, and then finding and creating a living based upon that. That is the overarching idea. So, you know, tell me what you would do if, you know, money wasn't an issue. What would you just go hike the mountains? But eventually you'd come back and you'd want to share your insights and your creative capacity with your brothers and sisters. Give us a call at 817-5881. Excuse me, that's the listen line. the listen line is 970-817-5881. The call in to challenge my assertions to or tell us what you'd like different about Summit County, what you'd like to change, what are the primary problems that we should be working on. That's 877-488-5350, and that's the way that we have discourse. We have to start... we have to start talking about these things ourselves, because we shouldn't leave it up to others to decide what we want to change about where we live. We should make it up to ourselves that we should be the sovereigns. We should be asserting our values. What would we do here at Summit? Build a parking garage? That's something that would be really essential to create more economic activity in Breckenridge. Ultimately, I think the same thing would apply for Frisco or Dillon or Silverthorn as we grow. And that's the whole thing is, you know, we don't, just because there's more money and we're out of debt doesn't mean we need to just consume and just do those sorts of things. We can just, number one, not stress our bills, not worry about going homeless. There's a fellow in front here doing some skate work. So those are things that we can look into and check out and create a different sort of future. Because, you know, for instance, I live in a 400-square-foot trailer, you know what I mean? But I'm now the happiest that I've ever been. It's not about having a big old McMansion. It's about having the time to do what you love to do. And that's what I've got right now is time to do what I love to do. And what I love doing is spreading the message that we can create a more beautiful and abundant future just by participating in a solution, just by raising your hand and saying, hey, I want to be a Mountain Hours vendor. We pay you to be a member of Mountain Hours at $200 every 3 months, which is the Federal Reserve Note equivalent of 20 hours, and then our currency is denominated time, because time is money. And what's so great about the time denomination is that it's able to be exchanged out without currency exchanges internationally. It's a way that the people can exchange their productive energy across the planet. Everybody knows what an hour is on most continents, and there's no need to pay that extra fee. We can exchange our energy globally without losing out, without leakage in that system. That's what we're working on. And so I was going through and just kind of developing some of these businesses, edifying them, showing them appreciation. And, well, the way we're going to set this up is we're going to need to set up a link on our website so that you can know where we're going to be at. But we're going to go from basically take this mobile. We're going to go from Mountain Hours Business to Mountain Hours Business and basically have giveaways. And we will give away, Wandering Monk CDs. We've got Freedom Movement CDs. We have Mountain Hours T-shirts. We have Mountain Hours. Mountain Hours. And if I'm actually in the city market parking lot, and we would like somebody to come here and, check it out. Get some Mountain Hours and go send them. We'll be joined in another 20 minutes with the Summit Girls for Truth, and that will be an occasion where, we can get together and talk to the girls, like what is their success? Choice signed up three businesses yesterday, and what was their interaction with them? They signed up a physical therapist in downtown Breck. She signed up right here, right at our little float trailer that's just outside the city market. We're in their parking lot, and what was her interaction with the business that signed up yesterday? So she'll be going over those things and, you know, why they signed up. And why should you sign up? That's what it comes down to. Why should you sign up? Do you have excess capacity that you could underutilize, whether that is you have a hotel and you have empty hotel beds or empty hotel rooms. If you have a restaurant that's got empty seats, if you have a company that's got trucks that are not running, you are being underutilized. So rather than, you know, you have that overhead just sitting there, why not utilize it? And now you're creating extra income with the mountain hour system, and you can take your Federal Reserve notes, use those to pay down your debt, How's that for smart thinking? Take your Federal Reserve notes and use them to pay down your debt. Use them for the things you have to use Federal Reserve notes. And then everything left over, use that for your mountain hours transaction. Go take your gal out to a nice meal at the Dredge. Go take her out to the Crown. Go take your kids to sweet shop in Frisco. Go buy some used furniture at A Furniture Find. Go buy some groceries at La Perla. Go get your oil changed at one of our three mechanics. Well, how do you find this out? Where do you learn what our vendors are? Go to mountainhours.com and click on the directory and use those guys. Those guys live here, right? Keep your money local. Go local, buy local. Those guys... Those beautiful brothers and sisters, they are enlightened souls that they care about their community, and they want, they're taking a leap of faith. They're trusting their brothers and sisters. Say, you know what? I trust them. I know those guys. I'm not going to trust international bankers, private bankers that are destroying the planet. I trust my brothers and sisters that live locally. I want to exchange currency with them. And this currency is a benevolent currency because it's our money. Why would we create a malicious currency, a malevolent currency? We create a benevolent currency. And then within our system, the Summit County Currency Cooperative, we don't make any changes. We can't make changes without the approval of our member businesses. And so anyway, that's what this is all about. We want to create more abundance for you and your kids. You can take whoever is that you love, whether it's yourself or whether it's your children or your wife or what, you know, husband or whatever. Go do something nice. Experience abundance. Life is short. We do not need to live in pain and fear. Let's have a situation where our tomorrows are better than our todays. Who is offering that on the TV? Who's offering that on the radio? They're all pitching austerity. We're talking about abundance. We're talking about making it all better. We're talking about it being awesome. Let's be awesome, right? We want to save the world, and we need your help. That's what this is all about. We want to save the world, and we need your help. So if you're listening out there, do call in. It's 877-488-5350. What do you want us to focus on? What should our focus of energy be on first? We want to flex our monetary muscles. What is the first thing that we should tackle? What's the first thing that we should work on? So please log these numbers into your phones. Our listen line is 970-817-5881, and our call in to talk about what is your opinion. That is at 877-488-5350. Blast these numbers into your phone because I'm going to be doing this outside thing for. I'm feeling like 30 days. The only thing that might interrupt it is if we're discussing, Choice and I, going to Tampa. I was a resident of Tampa for 25 years, where I set up a business that built the most pools in history. My company built the most pools in Tampa. I'm a producer. And I would say what my true expertise is being a problem solver. It's looking at simple problems. This money thing really is a simple problem. There isn't enough money for the people. That's the problem. The solution? We're going to create some more money. How's that? Sometimes people make it really complicated, but it's just that simple. we need. It's just like if you looked at a field and it was all parched and it's all brown and just suffering from drought. It's suffering from lack of water. Well, if you looked at it, it would be obvious to all of us if we weren't brainwashed, right? The problem is we're brainwashed into thinking that we're suffering from inflation. Who's brainwashing us? The entire mainstream media is brainwashing. And unfortunately, much of the patriot media is brainwashing into this paradigm that we are deluded into thinking that we're suffering from inflation. Again, the evidence is false. The evidence of inflation, if we're living... Okay, we've got a break. We'll be right back.
Full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Indeed, indeed, it is not to live in fear. It is to live in abundance. And we can achieve that. We can easily achieve that. And that could be done simply by having faith in ourselves and our brothers and sisters. And what I was getting at in the last statement before I ran out of time there is basically that we have been lied to that we're suffering from inflation. The symptoms of inflation is when the store shelves are empty and your bank account is full. And our debts are very easy to pay because there's inflation. There's lots and lots of currency. It makes it really easy. There's more currency than there is debt. You can pay your debts off easily. Those are the symptoms of inflation. The symptoms, alternatively, of deflation. Deflation is when you have very few Federal Reserve notes and your debts are difficult to pay, and because you don't have any money, or most people don't have very much money, the shelves are full. Those are the symptoms of deflation. It's difficult to pay your debt. So the reason why this is essential to understand that, because it's the basis for why we need to introduce more local currency or any currency into our society. We don't have enough money. We need more money. And that's what we're doing. Right now, lots of people are bartering because Federal Reserve notes are scarce. And that is a very, very unique proposition. And the Summit Girls of Truth, Full Truth, have just arrived. They are here. They are ready to man the phones and the airways. And we've got roughly about 3, 4, 5 minutes because we'll be changing over into the next hour. And that's what we're doing. I've got another headset to set up. But really, look into this. This is a very unique paradigm. And that we have been conditioned to that somehow or other we've got too much money. But in the meantime, we can't pay our debts. We can't pay our bills. We are defaulting. Mortgage foreclosures are at all-time highs. So this is a very unique and different...
And there's a little junior trooper.
Yes, we have a junior trooper. Well stated. So the whole idea, this is an entirely different idea. And once we recognize that we are suffering from a drought of money, we can easily allow more currency to flow in and allow that currency to circulate so that we are no longer suffering from that drought. That is what we need to do. And Matt Maller's central currency is doing just that. We have Schlitzen, is it Liberty?
Yeah.
Is that the name?
That's the name.
We're going with it. Is that Lizzie Liberty or just...
Just Liberty,
okay.
Schlitzen Liberty.
Well, the Summit Girls will be on here in just about 2-3 minutes. We're going to be making the transition. I'm actually going to get on the power board and ride around and do some recruiting. And we'll hopefully... Yeah, that's our daily test. It's the challenge.
Okay.
My intention is to try to sign up business. We were here yesterday for 5 minutes, and Robin signed up a business. It was that quick and easy. We had 3 businesses yesterday sign up, and that's exciting. And what's cool is we're getting more and more.
We gave you guys a shout-out.
We've got
11 concerts.
Yes, we do. We've got a break. We've got a break. We are out of time, and stand by for the Summit Girls for Truth.
No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money, a choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as
Paul Drockton.